All right, so that's one form of determinism, behavioralism. And notice behavioralism focuses on individuals, right? On the individual. The other form, he says, of determinism is Marxism. This is the other form of it. Marxism is somewhat different, he says, from behavioralism, and then it focuses not so much on the human psychology, the individual, what makes individuals do what they do, but rather on certain historical forces, and in particular, economic forces and the means of production used in a particular society. And so these then determine the outcome of the society as a whole, instead of just looking at an individual. So Marxism, he says, Marxism is a more aggregate form of determinism, where behavioralism is more individualistic. And so that's the distinction that he makes between these two. Both of them are deterministic, is what he's suggesting.
Right, and Marxism has to be this because, and maybe it's from Marx's original economic viewpoint, but even from there, you have class conflict is the predictor of crime, and so you have two types of societies within, or two types of classes of people within a society, and one's always going to be able to call the other one, the bad one. And so
Right.
that's where the struggle comes in. And so it's trying to have an idyllic society where there are no classes, because class is what puts these equity barriers in the way. And so you need this egalitarianism to rule up. And so the next step from agrarian to on the road to Marxism, true Marxism, is capitalism, but it ultimately has to be defeated, so that way we have no idea of what classes are in economics, or in society, or in how we think, or even when it comes to things like bad people that are viewed as criminals. So, Marxism is this kind of more complete worldview than just what we kind of think about when someone claims for Marxism here.